Claiming my good. What a wonderful thing to do. Claiming my good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with Instant Illumination. Claiming my good. That seems like a very wonderful thing to do, claiming my good. When I claim my good, what am I doing? When I claim my good, I am putting forth my good as my only reality. I'm putting forth my good as my only choice for myself. I'm putting forth my good as the ideal, wonderful expression of who and what I am. Now, what is my good? Yeah. We'd like to really know what that is, wouldn't we? What is my good? Is my good things? Well, that's okay too. Is my good relationships? Yeah, that's nice. Is my good love? Yeah, that's good. Is my good happiness? That's wonderful, isn't it? Is my good peace? Yeah, that's fine too. Is my good all of these things? Yeah. But that's a little nefarious, a little bit hard to put your finger on. What is my good when I claim my good? When I claim my good, I have to have some sort of a concept about me. And that concept about me is whether I think I'm a nice person or not. And if I'm not a nice person, I don't claim my good. I put it in another category. If I am a miser or Scrooge or Simon Legree, I put my good in another category. I have invested, that's my money, and it comes back to me. I'm not interested in what goes on in the emotions of other people. I just claim my good. Well, to you and to me, that seems just a little harsh. Seems just a little strange. But I'm pointing out a point here, that is, that when you think of that, it's not a matter that you deserve the good or you don't deserve the good. It's just that you claim it for the right reason. You claim your good, not because you're good, nor because you're bad, nor because you're going to use it rightly, or because you're going to be manipulative with it, or whatever it is you're going to do. You claim your good just because that is a thing that you choose to claim. You say, I am whole and perfect. Okay. When you say I'm whole and perfect, you're not saying I'm whole and perfect because I don't want to be sick. You just say, I'm whole and perfect. Now, you may be sick, and you're saying, I'm whole and perfect. You're putting that cause in motion. You're putting that powerful idea in motion. You're realizing just who and what you are. And in realizing just who and what you are, you bring it forth in your experience. You live in the consciousness of wholeness and perfection. You live in the consciousness of abundance. You live in the consciousness. Oh, is that what it's all about? We live in the consciousness of what we claim. What is it that we claim? We live in that consciousness. How do we live in the consciousness of what we claim? You know, it's kind of difficult to think of it in that respect. How do we live in the consciousness of wholeness when we're experiencing the lack of health? Well, it's certainly not by going around with sick people. It's going around with people who are whole and perfect. How do we experience the consciousness of abundance? Well, it's certainly not running around with people who have debts to pay all the time and have problems, but it's people who live in the awareness of abundance. How do we have the consciousness of harmony, peace, right action, truth, all these good things? We live in that awareness because those are the only thoughts that we have in our mind. Those are the only attitudes that we have in our thinking. Those are the only... I claim my good. How do we claim these things? How do we claim our good? Claiming my good. How do we claim it? We claim it by having our attention there. Now, if happiness is something that you have never had and you don't think you'll ever have, then for you to experience happiness is a rather difficult thing. It's difficult because you don't have anything to lead you into happy attitudes. So, perhaps you shouldn't think about happiness. You shouldn't be interested in being happy. You shouldn't be interested in claiming that particular good for yourself. If you don't know happiness, you just should not be in tune to it. You should not wish for it for yourself. That sounds a little silly, doesn't it? If happiness is what you'd like to have, then like Norman Cousins, who was dying of cancer, he played all the happiness laughter tapes that he could get, all the laughter audio videos, all of the jokes he could find on laughter. And pretty soon, laughter was his nature, and it cured his experience. Now, why did he have laughter cure his experience? Because laughter had not been his nature. Laughter was far from his nature, and his nature was experiencing the illness that he had. But the moment he began surrounding himself with laughter, the moment he began surrounding himself with the feelings of goodness and happiness and joy, the moment he had nothing to do but to laugh his silly old head off, the cancer went away. Because it was not happy in that home. Cancer is in a home of unhappiness, of sadness, of feeling sorry for ourselves, a feeling that things are not working out all right, and that the world hates me, and life hates me, and all these other silly things. Yes. And when you have happiness, there's no room for that illness. There's no room. This is why we could just work more and more, and I'm going to be working more and more on the idea of laughter, on the idea of happiness, on the idea of joy and peace and harmony and wonder. I'm working on those things because those are the things we want to put forth into the world. Those are the things we want to demonstrate in life. Those are the things we want to bring out in every aspect of our being. We want to claim my good of happiness. Claim my good of joy. Claim my good of peace. Claim my good of abundance. Live in the consciousness of abundance, the consciousness of happiness, the consciousness of peace, the consciousness of wholeness. And how do you do it? Well, as I said, the cancer was not at home with laughter, with happiness, and it just disappeared. It just dissolved. It went back into its own nothingness. Anything we experience that is inharmonious with us, that is not bringing us all the joy and happiness we want in our life, we release and allow it to go back into its own nothingness. We release it and allow it to go back into that which it was, nothing, and claim happiness, which was nothing, and bring that forth into our life, bring that forth into our experience by our concentration on it, our attention to it, our total awareness of it, our total joy of it, our total delight in it. How wonderful that is. And you see, it's nothing more than that. It's nothing more than by claiming my good. And I claim my good by deciding what is my good. My good is peace. So I live in a world of peace. Nothing makes me unhappy. Nothing makes me uptight. Nothing makes me tense or insecure. Because whenever anything tense, uptight, or insecure comes in my life, I look at it and I say, peace. It's gone. Some illness comes into my life and I say, wonderful and fantastic. And hey, it says, I don't want to live in the life of that nut, in that happy nut. I'm getting out of here. And it goes. And on and on and on with all the possibilities. Are you claiming you're good? You can, you know. The solution is simple. Technique is simple. And it works. It has worked by many, many people. Well, you keep bringing up Norman Cousins and his experience. Sure. I keep bringing up those simple illustrations that I mentioned once, if not 100 times, because one of these times, you're going to hear that illustration, and you're going to say, aha, that's what he means. By me giving you the 100 illustrations, the 1,000,000,000 illustrations that are available, is not going to make it more clear to you or to me. It's only when I am fully in understanding of the technique that works and apply it that I can claim my good. And by fully understanding the technique and applying it is, if I have an illness, I laugh it away. If I have tension, I say peace, and so on. This is the principle. Are you ready to live in that principle, to enjoy that? Well, I think you are. That's why you're listening to me. And that's why you're calling me up and you're saying, Herb, that's a great idea. I know you said it umpteen times before, but that's a great idea. I'm putting it to work in my life, and I've already demonstrated it a couple times. Like, here. And they say, isn't it wonderful? And I say, yes, it is. I'm happy for you. And I love you. I love you. I love you.